Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, to close your eyes, and take a moment for yourself. Lovers walk by hand in hand to show the world how much they care. And all that he remembers, what they once shared. The last they spoke, she made it clear, "Don't hold out hope, we have no future." He wished he could have disagreed. There was no need. His heart already broken, far beyond repair. He knew there'd be no more tomorrows, but find some comfort in all that he remembers. But even one last pulse could never ease the pain, nor offer consolation, for the saddest truth remains, that to retrace his heart and resurrect sweet memories of all that he remembers only meant that he forgot that she can never not be who she's not. He's been here before, knows the way plain as day to the big yellow house on Winterwood Lane. Her mother still lives there, the bell rings the same. When he picks up or drops off the girl he brings, who still resembles her mom, who stares through the window pane with love from the big yellow house on Winterwood Lane, and who stands there still upon their return, just as before. And if he is late, her loving eyes turn stern. The outings these days, though, are much more innocent than before. No dining, no dancing, no evenings spent in each other's arms, sharing what once could be shared long ago as they parked on Winterwood. Then, reluctantly having to say goodnight, outside on those cold steps, warmed by holding on tight, before they parted, though to remain his secret wish, sleeping beside her. A wish which came true, which is why I'm still here again. And every other Saturday, the little time I'm allowed to take out the girl who keeps me sane since you took her and moved back to Winterwood Lane. Glad to be sad. When I'm in a funk, my emotions are stalled. I soon grow tired of my make-believe cheery facade. That's when I reach for a love song or movie, the perfect poem that describes all I'm feeling, releasing the tears from my eyes. The news is still bad. I want and need to be sad. Though I can't lessen the sting, perhaps just a bit of the suffering. And as I go through it, though difficult now for me to see, someday I'll look back and it will make sense to me. So I can be glad to be sad, accept and embrace it, choose not flight, nor to fight, but enough courage to face it. And I'll bear the weight of my sorrow from beginning to end. Why would I abandon myself when I'm in most need of a friend? Thanks again for joining me, and keep coming back.